Hello, happy sight hunters, and welcome to the Blog 8 Tips Tuesday podcast for August 29th, 2017. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include an interview with Scratch to Publish client Tara Dusko and her new site, the new Blog 8 Today live stream recap post, an upcoming webinar on splitting multiple sites into cPanels on WHM hosting, the new HTTPS content policy security header for sites with ads, an update on Bluehost and their free SSL certificates, an update on the top 10 reasons not to use free HTTPS conversion, an update on the second wave of HTTPS conversion clients underway, the four non-optional site upgrades you must do right now, the new PHP education pages from WordPress.org, a comment from Matt Mullenweg on how the Gutenberg text editor will impact the WordPress ecosystem, and a major snag with WordPress using Facebook's React code and what that means for us. So let's dive in. And I hope you'll join me today at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Blog 8 Facebook page for the Tips Tuesday live video recap. And you can catch the replay on the Blog 8 YouTube channel. I always have breaking news and new tips for you there, too. In Blog 8 happenings, I'm delighted to have the opportunity to chat live with Tara Dusko of Teach Without Tears on Sunday. Tara first came to me for a site audit on her fashion site, and we had a discussion on what she does for a living outside of her blog, which is teach third grade. Oh, we found all kinds of money in a site based on that, and she signed up right away for the Scratch to Publish classes and started creating her new site. She began getting traffic and engagement the day after launch and is well on her way to a profitable site. So do join us on YouTube Live and hear what the process was like for Tara and how fun immediate success has been. Oh, and I got something new for you. As a site owner, webmaster, or designer, it's imperative that you keep on top of breaking news and the kind of tips that keep you ahead of the curve and your site successful so it can make money for you. And that's what my Blog 8 Today videos are all about. Now, I broadcast these live on Facebook and upload to YouTube. So please subscribe to both so you get the news as it happens. And to ensure you haven't missed the most recent hot stories and tips, I've created a new roundup post of them from the past week. So go check out What's Up that can make all the difference to your site. I want to thank video marketing expert Lou Bortone for his Go Live Every Day in August challenge that helped me make a priority of getting my green screen setup going. It's working for catching more eyeballs and keeping more folks informed. I also want to thank my visibility mentor, Denise Waitman, for always reminding me to repurpose my content so that all of my followers see it. And new peeps get a chance to see all this great free info I post too. Now, speaking of Denise, I started her free 5-day challenge Monday for getting started with Instagram. That's the second goal I have for going live every day in August. So I am thrilled to have help with getting my feet wet on that new platform. Yeah, I never could figure out a way to make Instagram work for Blog 8, but I can see that it will be a perfect fit for my carving site. So I'm very excited to learn about it, and I plan to start with my Blog 8 account there for this challenge. Who knows? Maybe I'll find a way to make a go of it with Blog 8 too. You know, Denise is full of helpful ideas for that. Now, I'd like to remind all of my webmasters about the upcoming webinar this Thursday, August 31st, on how to split multiple sites under one cPanel into their own cPanels in a WHM hosting account. This is the third and last webinar in the series, and it's only available to full webmaster training members. And I'd also like to remind everyone who attended the last WHM webinar on how to create cPanels in WHM hosting accounts that I've split out the replays so that they're faster loading, and I've extended access to them for 1 week. But the hefty discounts on Webmaster Levels 1 and 2 and then Level 6 still expire on August 31st. So get in on this sale now, whether you can attend the webinars or not, because the replays are going to be there for members. And Level 3 has all you need to know about converting sites to HTTPS, too. So that's why Level 6, with all the tutorials, is such a bargain, not to mention our Pot of Gold Facebook group with designers and webmasters helping each other. This is a training that you can't get elsewhere and pays for itself on your very next job that you couldn't get without it. Now, if you are a designer and all this HTTPS stuff is out of your wheelhouse and you want to stay focused just on design, no problem. Contact me to partner up to get your client's sites converted. They'll never know I'm there, and I'll be working with you directly on it. Ooh, I am delighted to have found a new way to add a content policy to HTTPS sites for those who run ads from ad networks on their sites. You know, every now and then, a random HTTP ad will get thrown in, and that will give your page or post a mixed media warning. Now, this new security header puts a stop to that and keeps everything HTTPS while not blocking the ad too. Webmasters, I've already updated the SSL security headers tutorial for you with this new info, and I'll be contacting my HTTPS conversion clients with an easy tutorial for you to add it yourself once I've finished all the testing on it. Oh, and this week, I also updated my post on which hosts offer free SSL certificates. You know, most EIG hosts like HostGator and Bluehost don't. Well, that's changed in the past couple of months. Bluehost began offering free Let's Encrypt SSL certificates earlier this summer, and I guess something didn't go well with that because they did a complete switch very recently to SSL certs from Komodo. Now, I called them to verify, and the SSL cert is not being auto-issued like at other hosts who are well ahead of the curve on this. So you have to request it via your control panel, and then they send you an email confirmation, and then they begin to install it. Now, I'll get my first look at a live one this week as I convert a client who's on Bluehost and can't afford to leave right now. And they also have low-cost paid SSL certificates from Komodo, too. So if you sell things on your site and you need the insurance, you'll want that. But I know most of you don't. So get the free one. It's fine. Now, this new free SSL from Bluehost will get you through the October deadline with Google. But Bluehost doesn't allow all the security measures I use, including one super-duper important one that blocks access to the file that protects the rest of the files that hold the keys to your site's kingdom. Now, that's huge! And Bluehost is slow on speed. Now, I know many of you purchased a multi-year package with them and can't afford to leave. So, take advantage of the new free certificate, but do plan to move to a better host about 2 months prior to your renewal. And then I've also updated the post on why you'll regret using free HTTPS conversion. If you let your host do it, you're stuck there. Every host has their own duct tape chicken wire of doing this. And the minute you need to move to a new host, poof, goes your HTTPS status. Now that includes restoring your site from a backup to a new host too, because your site has not actually been converted to HTTPS. All your links are still HTTP. And have fun with that migration copy not breaking in the new host environment or them knowing what to strip out from the old host. Just don't do it, guys. And I've completed the first round of the HTTPS conversion request wave since Google made that announcement that the Chrome browser would begin displaying a big, fat, non-secure warning for any non-HTTPS sites that were collecting any type of data. Now, that data that's going to get flagged includes emails for opt-ins and contact forms. That's going to pop just about every site owner I know. So I'm already sending emails out to folks on the conversion waiting list and onboarding about two at a time every few days as we move through the process and get folks started on their pre-conversion checklist. So if you're on that list already, we'll definitely get you squared away before the October deadline. If you haven't made your request yet, there's still time if you get in soon. Now I'm expecting to stay booked through at least mid-October with this, as I'm betting that some site owners still haven't heard the news, and there's going to be a whole new wave after this penalty hits. And this is where a site audit really pays off. Now, I am really looking forward to this next batch of HTTPS conversions, as the overwhelming majority are previous site audit clients. Their sites are already squeaky clean, secure, and performing well. Plus, they're educated site owners, and they know what's going on with their sites. And the bulk of their pre-conversion checklist will already be done because they gathered all that info during the audit. This is where the investment you've already made in your site really pays off. We'll be flying through those HTTPS conversions, and that's going to save these folks a bunch of money and time. Okay, so here's what's going on with your site upgrades that you got to do. I hope you saw my post from Monday on the four site foundation upgrades you've got to get to before the end of the year so you'll be ready for what's coming next. The four upgrades are PHP 7, HTTPS, security, and speed. Every entity associated with sites is beating the drum on all of these, and those entities include Google, host providers, WordPress, cybersecurity institutes, ad networks, and Facebook. Yeah, Facebook. I know that may come as a surprise, but Facebook is considering the load speed of sites linked in the newsfeed. So if you've got a slow site, they will lower the reach on it. Now, other platforms may follow suit on this too. I expect Pinterest to be the next big one to do something like this, as they are arm in arm with Google these days. All right, y'all, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips in WordPress Tips. If you've been following Tips Tuesday for a while, you might remember me telling you about the WordPress devs putting together a new committee on the future of PHP and WordPress. Well, they're putting together a new page to educate site owners on the benefits of upgrading to PHP 7. And they're also considering putting a nag notice at the top of WordPress admin pages to help more folks become aware that they need to do this. And I'm betting they got that idea from Yoast, as he had a similar nag in his SEO plugin, or at least he did for a while. And they're currently accepting posts from third parties with instructions on how to update to PHP 7. You know I'm going to be submitting my posts for that, so you can go read them now on how and why to switch to PHP 7. And here's a little something on what's next. Matt Mullenweg, the co-founder of WordPress, put his two cents in on a comment on a WP Tavern post about how the upcoming changes to WordPress are going to impact the entire ecosystem. Specifically, he addresses how the new Gutenberg text editor is going to get the ball rolling on this. Gutenberg, according to him, will impact theme designers and developers, plugin developers, end users, and hosts. Now, I'm not sure how it's going to affect hosts, but we'll see. Maybe the ones that offer managed WordPress hosting and support. But he left out one huge segment of the ecosystem, all the trainers like me and folks at WP Beginner and other large tutorial-heavy sites. In fact, all these huge changes to WordPress are going to be such a big impact on training sites that earlier this year, I closed the BlogAid Site Success Courses member site from new purchases. Now, I still let full training clients in the back door, but those tutorials are naturally going to sunset when all these WordPress changes start happening. Now, I have plans for moving some of those tutorials over to the new BlogAid Learning Center, where the DIY SEO course is now. And it's where I'll be doing the workshops on Gutenberg and all other WordPress changes that will come after it. And these changes are going to knock a whale of a lot of Udemy and Lynda courses and even YouTube videos dead too. Those are supposed to be lifetime subscriptions as well, but I'm betting they just go fallow and don't get updated. Those instructors will just do what I did and close the course to new purchase and then make new courses. Now, I only hope they don't get as many flaming emails over that as I did from folks who don't seem to get that course creators have to eat. And lifetime subscription models make everybody lose their shirts. Now, one other comment Matt made on the post was about Gutenberg saying, if it works, it will have a major impact on WordPress's market share and the developer ecosystem. And that leads us to the last piece of news this week. You may remember several months ago I reported in Tips Tuesday that the new WordPress rebuilds will be on JavaScript. And there was pretty intense debate on which JavaScript-based language they would pick. Now, the front runner was React, but Facebook holds the license on that, and there are a bunch of developers who are already uneasy about using it, as it has some nasty reputation instances attached to it. So, WordPress asked the Apache Software Foundation to get involved and try to negotiate a compromise on relicensing the open source parts of React. Apache is the software that runs on most host servers, affecting billions of site owners. But, as reported in a nice WP Tavern article about it, Facebook won't budge. Now, what does all this mean for you and me and the future of WordPress development into this new glorious future they predict for it? Well, that remains to be seen. Here's a quote from the WP Tavern article that captures the predicament WordPress is in over this. Quote, "It's not clear how this decision will affect WordPress, as the project has yet to announce which JavaScript framework it will adopt for core. Automattic is heavily invested in React, having built Calypso and Jetpack's admin interface with it. WordPress's new Gutenberg editor is also built using React, as the project's chief contributors are employed by Automattic. The company's legal counsel has said in the past that they are comfortable using React for its products under the current license. But other companies in the WordPress ecosystem may not be as amenable to having the framework included in the core." End quote. So, the folks at Automattic, the parent company of WordPress, has already dug themselves into a pretty deep dependency hole with React. And the rest of the devs out here in the real world have a lot more flexibility. And many of them are washing their hands of React at this point. So, there is definitely trouble in paradise with the new Gutenberg text editor already in the works. The hope was that more plugin and theme devs would jump on board with it to create styles and functions to take WordPress to the next level of an awesome drag-and-drop type builder. But would devs jumping ship on tying their work to the React base of JavaScript? We'll see how many of them stay in the game. And if this dooms Gutenberg-related development to only the core WordPress devs. Now, I have no idea what this means for current plugins that tie into Facebook or the React coding any plugin may be based on. I'll watch for that and keep you posted. If you hear anything, please do let me know. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. If you find these helpful, please do share them with your peeps. Designers and developers, definitely share these with your peeps, too, as this is a little more techie than usual. And do join me live on the Blogcave Facebook page this afternoon for the wrap-up and breaking news. And be sure to visit blogcave.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.